There's a lot of competition on the big screen with superheroes, villains, and your summer rom-coms all vying for that $8 or so movie ticket. And with million-dollar budgets and big Hollywood names, some might think that a movie about real-life farmers doesn't have a chance. But according to Chris Galen, board member of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, thanks to a strategic launch, the documentary Farmland is seeing success.
The real strategy is that you have it debut at film festivals. And in fact, the Farmland debut was in April at the Tribeca Festival in New York, which is a high-profile type festival. And it gets viewed there. People start talking about it. You create a buzz. And then from there, it can go into public distribution. And we know that there are a number of movie theaters across the country that are clamoring to get this movie in there because they know that there's an audience for it. Now, again, it's not going to be one of those movies that makes $100 million in the opening weekend, or is it ever going to make that much money, period. But the idea is to have it compete with all the other documentaries that are out there, and there's another one out there right now called Fed Up. There are other documentaries out there that tell the story about food production and use in this country, and we need to have ours out in front of those same audiences.
To find a theater near you, visit farmlandfilm.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.